If you would like to appear on an episode of My Story Living with Lupus, you can contact us at mystorylivingwithlupus@gmail.com. Also visit us on our Instagram page and also our website, My Story Living with Lupus. And opinions expressed on My Story Living with Lupus podcast represents each person's individual experience. By listening to this podcast or reading our blog, you agree not to use this podcast or blog as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. As always, consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. My Story Living with Lupus podcast is officially trademarked, all rights reserved. Thank you for joining me for another episode of My Story Living with Lupus podcast. I'm your host, Susan Hendricks, and I'm so glad that you could join me on this Friday, October the 16th, 2020. Now, domestic violence has an indigenously long half-life. Do you think that domestic violence is a chronic illness? Is there a link? Well, we'll find out. Also, ladies and gents, did you have your mammogram taken? That's right. Men also need to have a mammogram performed because men also get breast cancer. All right. You know what I want you to do, all the way from the United States to South Africa. That's right. Grab your cup of coffee, your cup of tea. And to those who are listening late at night, you know I appreciate you. So go ahead and grab your favorite glass of wine and come on and join the conversation right here on My Story Living with Lupus podcast. We all know the benefits of apple cider vinegar. Now, you guys know that I'm a vegan and that I have lupus along with other health issues. I used to take ACV every morning before I worked out, but eventually the taste of ACV got to me and I had to look for another alternative. And that's when a friend of mine turned me on to Goli. Goli is the first apple cider vinegar gummy. They give you all the benefits of ACV without the taste. That's right. Goli is vegan, gelatin-free, gluten-free, and 100% organic. And the vitamins and the ACV in Goli promotes a healthy heart by maintaining a healthy cholesterol range, controls blood sugar levels, and also curbs your appetite. And the best part about Goli, for every sale generated, a child in need receives a 6-month supply of essential vitamins with Vitamin Angels. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, I'm going to give you some information so you can try Goli for yourself. Here's a promo code you can use. It's SueLyn1. That's SueLynne1. And you'll receive 5% off of your initial purchase. Also, I'll leave a link in the description in the podcast. So why don't you go and try it for yourself? You won't believe how good it tastes. That's Goli. Do you have your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, or your favorite glass of wine? Right now, I'm drinking Tazo Wild Sweet Orange Caffeine-Free Tea, a juicy herbal infusion of orange peel, lemongrass, citrus herbs, and licorice root. And no, it was not a paid sponsorship. I just love their teas. You ready to talk about domestic violence? And is there a link with domestic violence and chronic illness? We're getting ready to find out. You know, an alarming 44% of women say they have experienced abusive behavior from a partner. Years after the bruises from domestic violence fades, the physical effects can linger in the form of serious health problems, such as migraines, arthritis, and even gastrointestinal disease. That's right, people. Now, I did some research and I found one article regarding a female we'll call Sarah. Now, Sarah was sure she had left her violent past behind. Her first husband, a high-powered business executive who during their 10-year marriage had bounced her head against walls, sexually assaulted her, and nearly strangled her with a dog leash, was out of her life. She got in a divorce, finished college. She became a successful consultant, work intensively with a trauma therapist, and married an old friend with whom she felt safe. Gradually, the symptoms of her previous torment eased, but the residual headaches from the head injuries disappeared. Although she still remembers the sound of her skull hitting the kitchen walls and floor. It sounds like when you knock on a cantaloupe to see if it's ripe. Sarah, now 47, says with a sad laugh, there are still black holes in her memory. She can't coherently recollect the years from her mid to late 20s, the period when the violence reached its height, but the worst of the terrors are over. She no longer suffers from PTSD at night. She says, remembering how she would sleep in her horse's stall to hide from her then husband's drunken attacks. Now remarried, she no longer have a hyper startled response if her husband walks into the room behind her. Now, her first husband, I would take it, was an alcoholic. That is an illness within itself. You know, alcohol brings out the worst in some individuals, and it releases those sober thoughts that an individual may have been thinking about another person. It all comes out. Now, in Sarah's mid-30s, she wanted to start life anew. She was ready to be a mother, but for reasons her doctors initially didn't understand, Sarah struggled to carry a baby to term. After 6 miscarriages, a doctor finally suggested that head trauma could be a factor. Neurological damage from repeated brain injuries had disrupted the hormonal balance she needed to deliver a healthy child. Her endocrine system, it just hardwired the violence into her. Now see, that wasn't Sarah's first experience with trauma. When she was 5, a friend's father began to sexually abuse her, an ordeal that didn't end until she was 7. Sarah recalls nothing of those years and had always hoped to fill that void in her childhood with a baby of her own. After all the work she's done in the past 14 years, getting away from the men who were abusing her and getting her mind in a good place, she really thought that she was there. But there's a whole other layer of this legacy. And it wasn't until she was safe that those symptoms started to emerge. Now, domestic violence, better known as DV, has an insidiously long half-life. Women who left their abusers 5, 10, even 20 years ago and believed they had closed that chapter of their lives now face far higher than normal rates of chronic health problems, including arthritis and hormonal disorders, asthma, diabetes, hypertension, chronic pain, severe headaches, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. As a result, these women spend nearly 20% more money on medical care than other women. Annual U.S. medical costs attribute to domestic violence, including years old assaults that still cause health problems range from 25 billion to $59 billion, according to a 2008 study funded by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some of the damage is from old physical injuries, some from the chronic stress of living in terror for far too long. These findings were a surprise even to researchers who are exploring the DV chronic illness connection. Stay with me. We'll return with more. The Charlie E. and Minnie P. Hendrix Foundation for Chronic Illness Awareness, giving hope and empowering those who suffer with chronic illness. See one, reach one, educate one to empower the masses. You can contact the foundation at 313-303-9217 or visit their website at https://cemphfoundation.com. This is a 501c3 organization. No one should live in lack. All contributions are tax deductible. To better understand the connection between domestic violence and chronic illness, I further researched it and I found this. Moore partnered with the Verizon Foundation on a nationwide survey. The Moore Verizon Foundation study was conducted from August 7th to August 12th, 2013. The market research organization, GFK, among a nationally representative sample of 1,005 women over age 21. And these are the most important findings. Chronic conditions are epidemic. 70% of respondents reported having a chronic illness, including lower back pain, high blood pressure, migraines, chronic headaches, and difficulty sleeping. Abused women are more likely to suffer from chronic illness. 81% of women who said they have experienced abuse have a chronic illness versus 62% of women who said they have never experienced abuse. Abused women suffer from multiple chronic conditions. Women who said they have experienced abuse have more chronic health conditions. Now, we think that it's important to be asked about abuse. 92% of respondents said it is very or somewhat important for a doctor or nurse to ask about DV during an examination, only 2% stated it is not at all important. Now, when we go to see a physician for the first time and they sit down with you and go over your history, that is the perfect time to ask that patient, is there a history of domestic violence? And you can usually look at an individual when you ask that question. You can look at their eyes. If their eyes shift away, that's a telltale sign. And so the doctor, that should ring a bell in that physician's or nurse's head and says, something's not right. I'll pause and go back and ask the question in a different manner to see how the patient will respond to that question. And they found out doctors and nurses don't ask. I know mine never asked me. Now, I have not ever been a victim of domestic violence. They have never asked me that question, but it should be a well-established question, a routine question that you ask all patients, even men, because men go through domestic violence also. Some women in this research state, it doesn't matter who you are. You might think that women who have been abused would be more likely to be asked about DV by their doctors. Not so. In fact, the incidence is very similar to that in the general population. Only 27% of women who have experienced abuse have been screened for it. Now, we have to truly understand and make the connection. And if I have repeated this prior, I'm going to repeat it again. The sheer volume and variety of health problems facing women survivors of domestic violence have made it difficult to detect clear patterns of disease formation. If you have 10 abused women in the room, they'll have poor health than non-abused women, and they'll have 10 or 20 different problems. The absence of a clear line between cause and effect has led some to say, well, it's in their heads. Well, it may be in their heads, but it's also in their cells. So the research does state that domestic violence has a correlation with chronic illness. Women who have been abused wind up with more chronic illnesses than non-abused women. Stay with me. It's all about making sure you check your tatas. This goes for men and women. plus breast cancer for men and women. It is very important for all of us during this time of the pandemic to take care of the tatas. That's right. Now, if you don't think men get breast cancer, they do. All people, whether male or female, are born with some breast cells and tissue. Even though males do not develop milk-producing breasts, a man's breast cells and tissues can still develop cancer. Even so, male breast cancer is very rare. Less than 1% of all breast cancer cases develop in men, and only 1 in 1,000 men will ever be diagnosed with breast cancer. Breast cancer in men is usually detected as a hard lump underneath the nipple and areola. Men carry a high mortality than women do, primarily because awareness among men is less and they are less likely to assume a lump is breast cancer, which can cause a delay in seeking treatment. The majority of men diagnosed are over the age of 50. Of the men who develop breast cancer, the vast majority of those cases are infiltrating ductal carcinoma, better known as IDC, which simply means cells in or around the ducts begin to invade surrounding tissue. Very rarely, a man might be diagnosed with inflammatory breast cancer or Paget disease of the nipple, which is ductal carcinoma, better known as DCIS, contained within the nipple and usually the areola. Now, the risk factors: radiation exposure, high levels of hormone estrogen, family history of breast cancer, especially breast cancer that is related to the BRCA2 gene. Now, the signs and symptoms in males. Male breast cancer can exhibit the same symptoms as breast cancer in women, including a lump. Anyone who notices anything unusual about their breasts, whether male or female, should contact their physician immediately. Most men find their own lump while in the shower, and it is usually located underneath the nipple and areola. It is common for men to delay reporting the lump to a physician, which can result in the patient requiring more treatment. Now, nearly all breast cancer in men is estrogen receptor positive, with treatment including hormonal therapy, just as it does for 70% of the women. Survival rates and treatment for men with breast cancer are very similar to those for women. Early detection of breast cancer increases treatment options and often reduces the risk of dying from breast cancer. So, men, women, stop being scared. Examine the tatas, and if you feel anything there unusual, contact your doctor. But most importantly, go have your mammogram. Stay with me. I'll be closing out. Hey, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to go over to two companies that I have purchased products from, and they work really well. It's all natural. The first individual, go over to the IG page at Dr. Nettles Natural Beauty. You can follow Dr. Nettles on IG at Dr. Nettles, or go over to the website at www.drnettlesbeauty.com. That's www.drnettlesbeauty.com. Also, Auntie's Natural. That's right, check their page out on IG at aunt_TS_natural. Go over to their website at www.auntiesnatural.com. That's www.auntiesnatural.com. This is for my, what I'm about to say, I should say, this is for my ladies, men, children, whoever you may be. Stand up for yourself and your rights as a human being. You are strong. You are beautiful. And there is more to life than walking around on eggshells. If you are experiencing domestic violence, all you have to do is dial 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. That's 1-800-799-7233. I thank you so much for joining me on this episode of My Story Living with Lupus Podcast. Please check out Dr. Nettles Natural Beauty and Auntie's Natural on IG. I will leave the information in the description box of this podcast. I wish you a most pleasant, peaceful, and oh so safe and blessed weekend. I will see you next week for another episode of My Story Living with Lupus Podcast. Have a great one. And opinions expressed on My Story Living with Lupus Podcast represents each person's individual experience. By listening to this podcast or reading our blog, you agree not to use this podcast or blog as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. As always, consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. My Story Living with Lupus Podcast is officially trademarked, all rights reserved.